Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Sean Diddy Combs' trial is underway, with jurors recently shown disturbing images related to allegations against the music mogul. On May 21, the court reviewed photos depicting drugs in the aftermath of an attack on Combs' ex-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura. Prosecutors allege Combs was arrested in September 2024 during a final party at a New York City hotel, where police discovered various incriminating items. The jury was reportedly disturbed by images that included Combs' well-known baby oil alongside small bags of an unknown pink powder and pill bottles labeled Frank Black, an apparent alias for Combs. Photos of his mansion, raided in March 2024, were also presented, depicting scenes from what prosecutors described as violent parties. Ventura testified against Combs, revealing she suffered years of abuse and was coerced into participation in freak-off parties. Some images displayed Ventura with visible injuries, including a bruised back and busted lip, which she attributed to a violent encounter at a Los Angeles hotel, captured on surveillance. During her testimony, Ventura remarked, "That's me. A selfie of me with a fat lip," in response to evidence of her injuries. Despite a defense push to understand why she remained with Combs, texts were shown indicating her reluctance to continue with his parties. In one exchange, Combs asked, "Wanna freak off one last time tonight?" To which she replied, "I don't want to freak off for our last time. I want it to be the first time for the rest of our lives." Ventura disclosed suffering from numerous medical issues tied to these encounters, including frequent urinary tract infections and sores on her tongue from substances involved. She described the pain as really painful for a long time, adding, "I actually can't believe I dealt with that." Combs has denied all allegations, facing charges including sex trafficking and transportation to engage in prostitution. Throughout the trial, his children have offered support, attending court despite some criticism, including from Combs' protege Aubrey O'Day.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.